You're listening to SBS News.
Germany is a regular participant at FIFA Women's World Cups and has qualified for every edition so far. Alongside the United States, the Germans are the most successful women's team in the world, having won the European Championship 8 times and the global tournament twice in 2003 and 2007. Coach Martina Voss Tecklenburg believes her second-ranked side in the world can go all the way.
So wie ich es auch gesagt habe, wir gehören als Deutschland immer auch zu dem Kreis.
We belong to the group of favourites, that is clear. We are the number two team in the global rankings. We know on the one hand that there are these high expectations of us, but also that this is something positive because most of the teams would rather not have us play.
Former Australian women's footballer and SBS commentator Joey Peters says the side should do well this tournament, but says they're going in as underdogs.
A lot of their greats retired from many decades, and as well their so that transition phase can always be tricky, and they haven't seemed to have had the big players come through as before, but they are certainly, you still have to say, they are certainly a contender.
Germany will look to get a good start in the tournament against the People's Republic of China. This is China's seventh Women's World Cup, and they're heading into the tournament with confidence following their relatively straightforward qualification wins. But former Matilda Joey Peters says of great interest in this grouping is Spain, looking to continue its perfect World Cup campaign after winning all 8 of its qualifiers.
Spain will certainly be the one to watch. They had a recent success in Europe with FC Barcelona making the Champions League final. So there's definitely big movements in Spain in relation to, you know, their own country investing in the women's game now.
Former Australian goalkeeper Melissa Barbieri agrees that the further investment in the Spanish side should assist in their success at the tournament.
You've always got the ones that are coming from left field. So Spain and Italy have actually been pushing their women's football. So they've been dormant for a very, very long time. They have never actually backed their female sides, and they've all of a sudden decided to back their teams very, very well, very well resourced.
The side's confidence follows various successes since the appointment of coach Jorge Vilda, including recently winning the Cyprus Cup. It'll make a difference coming up against South Africa first up, who will be competing in their first ever Women's World Cup. Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.